Sunday in Gendarmenmarkt, one of the landmarks of the German capital, thousands of participants in the movement Pulse of Europe are gathered and wave the European flags. It has been 10 weeks since Pulse of Europe started. This civic initiative has been spreading to dozens of cities across Europe. It consists of a weekly meetup every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., where thousands of pro-European citizens gather together in a show of support for the European Union. Indeed, in response to the rise of populism and nationalism, and as an answer to the Brexit process, citizens have decided to show their support, trust and belief in the European Union. Christoph Ritterski, spokesperson of the movement in Berlin, explains.
We're a popular initiative created by, with and for citizens. We're non-confessional and aren't affiliated to any party or organization. We're simply citizens who take to the streets. The incentive was most certainly Brexit and the election of Donald Trump, as we had the feeling that the European project was endangered. The populism was on the rise, and we wanted to do something against that. It all started in Frankfurt, where the movement was created, and it first developed within a circle of friends from the organizers, then it reached Hamburg and Berlin and spread quickly. We started with 7 people, then 50, and in the meantime we are now several thousand participants, and the organization team has also been expanded. Since it started, the initiative has spread over 100 cities in about 15 countries. If you go on our website, you'll see that the number of participants is constantly on the rise.
Indeed, Pulse of Europe seems to attract citizens of all age groups who are worried about the future and about that of the European Union. However, with regards to the surprise vote called by Theresa May, there is room for hope, as explains one of the organizers.
Now there is the chance for a new configuration, for the three big parties in Great Britain to make a lighter Brexit, for it to have a lesser impact on Europe, and for that we need to support those parties with the motto, "Let's make June the end of May."
The end of May. Thank you.
While Brexit and the upcoming vote in Great Britain was evoked, both the organisers and the participants wanted to make a clear statement about the French elections. In the crowd, many were waving French flags, and French citizens took the opportunity to claim their support and love for Europe, such as Benjamin, who has lived in Berlin for over a year.
Europe is everything to us French people. We absolutely don't want to be separated from it. That's why I'm here today, for Europe, for France, for Germany, and for all the countries that are with us.
Like every Sunday, a couple of similar testimonies followed, and the gathering ended with another traditional feature, the sing-along of the European anthem.
Lass uns streiten für die Zukunft, kämpfen für Europas Geist. Let's keep fighting for the future.
The Pulse of Europe movement goes on to show that even if Europe is endangered, many hearts are still beating for it. As for the future, the pro-European citizens will keep on gathering at least up until the outcome of the French election, hoping that the newly elected French government won't mark the end of the European Union. Emmanuel Chaz, for RFI, in Berlin.